You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Oh boy, what an earthquake it was in Virginia last night, ladies and gentlemen. Huge, huge race. The first time that a House Majority Leader, that's the number two guy right behind Speaker John Boehner, has ever been defeated. We got earthquake sound effects going on as I speak. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the U.S. House of Representatives this morning being rattled to the ceiling. Unbelievable stuff. So, oh, yeah. You go all the way back to Carole King and Tapestry.
Oh, I've got hits that I haven't begun to play yet.
Okay, well, the sky is tumbling down on the House Republican caucus, and you know what? That is a good thing. What is happening in Washington and Virginia is a good thing. I'm referring, if you haven't already heard, to this congressional primary in Eric Cantor's suburban district where he thought he was going to cruise to an easy victory. Instead, after outspending this college professor by a huge, massive majority, he ends up losing by double digits. The guy who defeated him, David Bratt, is a professor at a small college, and he ran on the issues. He said, basically, Republicans out of touch. And so from his perch there at Randolph-Macon College, north of Richmond, Virginia, which is part of the district, he said it's time to get back to first principles. And he hit Eric Cantor on the issue of immigration and amnesty. And here is where Cantor really got in trouble. He put out all these flyers and all these ads saying he's opposed strongly to amnesty. And then he's quoted in the paper, in the D.C. papers, as trying to work out a deal to make a limited amnesty happen. David Bratt spoke to KVI's Sean Hannity last night about how he campaigned and why he won. Take a listen to David Bratt and tell me what you think of him.
I think this is maybe a little bit bigger than Tea Party versus conservative. I think the country is fed up with the fact that we have record debt, record deficits. We have 50 million people in poverty, 50 million people on food stamps. We have a VA that's not working. We have Obamacare that is an absolute mess. To what extent do you think these national issues have impacted this race in particular?
Well, yeah, tremendously. I mean, I agree with that. And just so you know, I mean, the press in my own region and the introduction tonight, I mean, I'm not holding anybody's feet to the fire, but, you know, it wasn't a contest between the Tea Party and the Republicans and all this, although I had tremendous Tea Party support and just wonderful people in the Tea Party and grassroots helped me out, and they're clearly responsible for the win. But I ran on the Republican principles. And we have this Republican creed in Virginia, and the only problem with the Republican principles is no one's following them. The first one is a commitment to free markets. No, we don't have any free markets in this country anymore, right? And then equal treatment under the law and fiscal responsibility, constitutional adherence, peace through strong defense, and then faith in God and strong moral fiber. That's what I ran on, the Republican creed. But the press is just always out to have these exciting stories to sell papers, and the people actually do care about policy. When you're serious, I give 30-minute stump speeches on policy, and the press made fun of me. They said, these aren't good stump speeches. You're talking serious issues. Well, the American people are ready for serious issues.
Does that sound like a Tea Party nut to you? That sounded to me like a Ronald Reagan Republican, in the best sense of the word. And someone who understands the issues, someone who knows what he is talking about. So I got to tell you, I am really pleased to hear where this is, what happened in Virginia. And I hope that he goes on to victory in November. I suspect he will. There's a very comfortable Republican district there in suburban Richmond, Virginia. And the bottom line for Eric Cantor is, you know, you take your constituents for granted and then you decide that the worst of all strategies is that instead of killing this guy with kindness and admitting, you know, yeah, we need to do a better job, he decided to kill him, period, and put out just enormously misleading hits on him, as did supporters of Cantor. Eric Cantor had about $5 million in direct and indirect support, and this college professor had about $200,000. Just a complete mismatch. And he took down the number two Republican in Congress by 12 percentage points. How about that? That's just, you know, huge.